You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3. Powered by Scarborough Nissan. Driving satisfaction. It's Nissan's Winter Warrior event. Lease or finance from 0% or get up to $6,000 in standard rate finance cash on select models. Scarborough Nissan. Eglinton Avenue East at Warden.
All right, Mike Wilbon coming up from PTI and ESPN. He'll join us in about 5 minutes. Get his take on Cooperstown, the voting process. We know Jeter's going in, likely to get 100% of the vote. Will Larry Walker get in? We'll see. We'll find out in the next 15 minutes. The Leafs are off for the week. The Raptors are off until tomorrow night. Philly's in town tomorrow night. The Sixers have not been necessarily red hot, not scaring a lot of teams. And the trade deadline is just over 2 weeks away. And the Raptors are right there. Like, second overall in the East is within range. I think they're a half game, maybe a game behind Miami. They're right there with Miami. Boston's in the hunt. Indiana, Philly. But, man, it's going to put a spotlight on Masai Ujiri. Because,
well, he's got to weigh the options. Do you blow your brains out and picks, whatever? But are you ready? Can you do it again? Do you
is the league wide open, though? I mean, is one of those L.A. teams, do you think that's a slam dunk there in the finals on the in the West?
Yeah, I would vote one of the L.A. teams.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a slam dunk necessarily, but they're clearly the two favorites.
Okay, so is there a scenario where you could see the Raptors and the Clippers in the finals?
Yes, I could. I don't know if it's likely. Milwaukee is clearly the best team in the East.
Right.
The standings would indicate that they have the best player. Like, they have a player. I don't know who's going to stop him. What changed that series, we all know, they were down 2-0. They came home. Kawhi completely shut down Giannis.
Right.
Games 3-6, Kawhi said, "You're not doing this anymore." He became a non-factor, and Kawhi took over. Kawhi's not here anymore, so I don't know who's playing that role against him. But Miami does not scare me. Boston doesn't scare me. Philly doesn't scare me. So if you can get to an Eastern Conference final, you got to get 4 wins. Can you do that to get to the NBA finals? I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
Well, that's where coaching comes in. That's where Nick Nurse put a clinic on in the finals last year, regardless of the injuries and that on the other side. He coached.
That's right.
And people were talking how they, you know, around here anyways, of how they felt that he outcoached Kerr.
Like, he did.
He did a great job.
He did do a great job. Now, it makes your life a little bit easier when you have Kawhi Leonard.
Exactly. Like, I worry about the LeBron train, actually. I kind of feel like we're sleeping on him a little bit.
They're leading the West. Well, they're 34-9. They got smoked last night in Boston.
But those teams may be looking to double down, too.
They will
what you
be.
Said. Like,
that's right.
They're going to load up, too.
That's where I don't think Masai Ujiri is going to go. He's not going to get crazy.
No, he's not going bonkers.
He's not going to go bonkers. But I would be shocked and I would be disappointed if he sold off. Because if you sell off, then you're saying, yeah, I know what you guys did last year. But furthermore, I know what you've done for me this year, where you have been dealt bad hand after bad hand after bad hand, and you have just battled and persevered. Based on everything we know about Masai Ujiri, he is not a guy that thinks that way. And I think he would believe he owes it to his team to either stay intact or make an improvement or two, like a minor deal here or there.
Right.
And I could see that happening. And I think it should happen. I think you should give this team a bit of a boost and say, boys, let's go. I mean, they're 29-14. They're third overall in the East.
Yeah.
That's a great run. That's a good team.
That's why I think you add to it. And make sure that your team knows that you are investing in them. Give them an opportunity, because if they can make the East final, anything can happen. We saw it last year, injuries, inconsistency.
Well, and wouldn't that be enough?
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see them win the East, but if they win 2 rounds, considering what happened last year, they won a championship last year. We've detailed, everyone understands what's happened since then with Kawhi leaving, Green leaving, all the injuries. If they win 8 games again in the spring, that's a remarkable season.
Yep.
Like, a remarkable season.
Yep.
It will not be celebrated in the same stratosphere or fashion of the team a year ago, but it will be considered one of the great seasons in the franchise's history, and it would deserve that type of title.
Sure.
Prior to last year, they had only been in the conference final once, and that was when DeMar and Kyle ran into LeBron in Cleveland.
I'd just like to see Masai give his team you know, that vote of confidence, like, hey, I'm going to give you another opportunity to grab another
with
player.
With these execs, though, everything's calculated.
Yeah, you're right.
How good of a chance that they got to make that? That's your job.
That's his job, and he hasn't been speaking a lot. He's taken a real step back.
Yeah.
Like, Bobby Webster will join us tomorrow, their GM, and we'll catch up with Bobby. But for the longest time, it was Masai constantly doing the talking, and he lets you know to an extent what he was thinking. We're 2 weeks out from the trade deadline. We're not sure what he's going to do.
Right.
Let's catch up with Mike Wilbon. You know him from PTI, ESPN. They got a new set, and he's big on the turtlenecks.
Sharp.
I've seen the turtlenecks multiple times from Mike Wilbon. Here he is back on Overdrive. What's up, Mike?
Back-to-back days for turtlenecks. It's cold here. It's cold for what they call cold here.
Right, exactly.
Let's clarify. It's not cold there or for somebody who grew up in Chicago like I did, but, you know, they're pretty wimpy here.
Did you get flack for the turtlenecks when you first started bringing them out, or it's just full go with the turtlenecks?
I don't listen to flack. I'm too old. I don't listen to what do athletes call it, the outside noise.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't pay attention. Yeah.
See, the problem is I think that too, but if I wear a turtleneck, I'm getting an email immediately saying get off of that set.
Why?
And get a
turtlenecks
shirt.
Are as fashionable as anything.
I agree.
You guys got no GQ and Esquire magazines up there? I know you do.
Yeah, we got them. I mean, you'll wear them on. We're televised across the country on this show. On radio and TV,
but
you'll wear
them. If I do a TV panel for Leafs and everyone's got a tie and you show up with a turtleneck, they're saying get it off.
I'm just going to be better dressed than them. That's all.
Yeah, that's the move. I think you got to be a trailblazer. Listen to Wilbon. Just stop listening to the white noise.
Stop
and just
listening.
Go with it.
Don't do that.
Absolutely. We're talking about Masai Ujiri and the Raptors, and I'm sure you would think about this team the same way we do, same way the whole league does. I mean, them
I
being
love the team.
29-14 is a
love
spectacular
them.
Run, considering the hurdles they've had to overcome. But Masai, you know, he's an assassin. You never know how he's going to approach it.
Yeah.
Personally, I would be disappointed if he didn't add something. Not significantly, but I think this team deserves a message from the front office. Hey, congratulations, and let's go get it, because outside of Milwaukee, I mean, there's no reason the Raptors can't finish second in the Eastern Conference.
Okay, let's take this part by part. One, you can't be disappointed in anything that happens in the Raptors' world this year, because they just won a championship. So after years and years of disappointment at the hands of LeBron, mostly, but others too, there's no disappointment. Everybody gets a pass this year in Toronto, everybody. Having said that, they have not approached it that way. Nick Nurse and that team have been great. Masai doesn't do a lot of talking anytime. He just does what he does. He just does it. I mean, he's been a man of action. And so if there's action to be had, I suspect he'll be in the middle of it. I don't know how much action there can be. Like, how many? So you tell me what player or two could help Toronto?
Well, that's the issue. What they need is a superstar. They're not going to get it.
Okay, there's no superstar to be had.
Exactly. So, you know,
There's no superstar on the loose.
Right. The wing position is where they could probably use the most help, but, you know, who's available?
Where's the position?
The wing position, somewhere on the wing.
Okay, so maybe Kevin Love? I mean, maybe. So there's one team, as you mentioned, there's one team out front in the East, Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Can the Raptors do something that can enable them to catch Milwaukee? Is there an antidote to Antetokounmpo?
I don't see it either.
I mean, maybe he sees. I bet he sees it. And the question is, can he get it without mortgaging the future? I mean, if Toronto's out 1 year, so what? I mean, if you're not going to do something, first of all, Antetokounmpo may not even be in the East in a year.
Well, that's who he's dreaming about, Mike. You want to find out who he sees stopping Giannis? It's actually getting Giannis in 2 years.
Yeah, maybe. And look, I don't put anything pass aside. He can get stuff done. I mean, he's a guy who gambles with a real purpose and reason sense of practicality, and, you know, he just had the ultimate gamble. So I'm not going to put it past him. I don't know that he can get him. And I, by the way, to me, there's like a 30% chance or better that Antetokounmpo is going to be on the move. And that's just a hunch. I don't have any inside information. I haven't talked to anybody. I've talked to people who want him.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean they're going to get him. You think the New York Knicks don't want him?
Well, I mean, of course they do, yeah.
I mean, so they do want him. And the question will be, who, if anybody, will get him away from Milwaukee? But in terms of this year, right now, can they get somebody that's going to make a difference? First of all, they can still beat Philadelphia. They can still beat Boston on the court.
Right.
And those are the two teams that immediately stand in the way of them even getting to Milwaukee, unless they get Milwaukee in a second round matchup. But if they get Philadelphia in the second round or Boston in the second round, Toronto can beat them.
Yep.
Either one of them.
Yeah,
I'm not saying they will, but that's an even match. And nobody else in the East is frightening. It's Milwaukee. So I don't think that Masai has to say, okay, we are incapable of contending for a conference championship if we don't make a big splash move that takes away resources from something else. I don't believe that. I believe they can beat anybody in the East except Milwaukee right now.
With Michael Wilbon of ESPN and PTI, Mike and Stephen A. Smith are coaching the celeb game on ESPN on Friday night of NBA All-Star Weekend. You can follow along on Twitter and Instagram, at Real Mike Wilbon. We're up here in Canada waiting to see if Larry Walker is going to get into Cooperstown.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't seem like he's going to get in. We know Jeter's going to get in.
Of course.
But, you know, Walker, it's his 10th and final year on the ballot. He's going to be right around 75%. But it's led to a conversation on our show over multiple days and multiple weeks. We've been talking about it for years.
Right.
You know, the system in general when it comes to Cooperstown, the writers, the voting, the sanctimony. I take a lot of issue with it. How do you feel about the history of Cooperstown and the way they vote upon these things?
I've never voted for that. Mm-hmm. I was a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter for 10 mm-hmm. years. I've never voted for a baseball. I've objected to certain things, but I don't object right now to the... I mean, I know that what's controversial is the sort of shunning of Bonds and Clemens and a few others, and I don't really have a problem with it. I don't think that another generation of writers will do that, but, you know, you only get to be on so long. And Larry Walker seems to me to be one of those candidates who could benefit greatly from another year of no Bonds, no Clemens, and no whoever else is in that group.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, this has been going on with baseball for forever. I mean, you know, we've had the Pete Rose controversy for decades now. And, you know, my dear friend and co-host Tony Kornheiser, his solution is to just put on the plaque that they were banned for baseball for the following reason, but their contributions suggest they should be in. And I don't know that I buy that way of doing it totally either. I haven't heard proposed a solution, which I find greatly satisfying. So this is just a dilemma. But Larry Walker stands to benefit from those guys not going in one more year, presuming they don't.
Well, yeah. I mean, it always becomes a big push late. You know, the statistics come up and you start comparing one player compared to other players that might already be in the Hall of Fame. It's always that character issue, you know, and it's completely arbitrary. It's completely subjective, whether or not you like a guy, don't like a guy. I mean, you've been voting. You voted for the Football Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
Would you take that into consideration? If a guy was rude to you 20 years ago, would you
no.
hold that against him?
No, I didn't. Don't believe in it. And I think in the football bylaws, it says something about that not being, you know, put it this way. These things are all guidelines, right?
Right.
I mean, there's no absolutes. I did not. That didn't bother me at all. It just didn't come into
no, nor should it, because then you start looking back
yeah.
on it, right? Like there's guys that are like OJ's still in the Hall of Fame. Ty Cobb was one of the worst human beings apparently
ever.
We've come across, and he's you
yeah.
know, you don't go back and say, well, now that we know this information, we're
right.
going to take
gonna
a guy
take
out.
Out. Yeah, exactly. And so what's but the Larry Walker stuff is all baseball related, right?
There's right. Oh no, there's nothing else there. It's
right.
all about whether or not, you know, because he was at Coors Field. And,
sure.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
it's. I mean, you know, I'm not going to penalize somebody from playing at Coors Field. I mean, it's Coors Field. Even if there's an advantage, even if there's an obvious advantage, it's still a park that Major League Baseball is being played in. They don't discount the games.
Mm-hmm.
They don't factor by three quarters, do they? So no, that stuff wouldn't stop me. Like you guys, I'm waiting to see what happens. I don't care about the unanimity issue with Derek Jeter. I know before that, you know, Tom Seaver had been the closest, and then, you know, Mariano Rivera goes 100%. And Jeter, the question is, will he be somewhere north of Seaver but south of Rivera? And does it matter? It doesn't matter to me. You're in the Hall of Fame. I guess it's great. It's a nice note. You know, I know in NBA history at some point, there had never been a unanimous MVP, and Steph Curry became the first one of those
right.
a few years ago. So you have all these, you know, these milestones. I hate when people on various networks start calling these things records. It's like, it's not a record. You know, it's just, it's something to maybe talk about, maybe not. There's no record attached to it. Record is home runs in a year. or, you know, how many points a year you average in a season. It's not a record. But I don't, you know, Jeter to me, the Jeter thing isn't really news unless perhaps it's 100% or if it's much smaller, if it's 91% maybe. It's not news. You've known since the 10th year of his existence in Major League Baseball that Derek Jeter was going to the Hall of Fame. It's like, how long do we need to go into LeBron James' career before we knew he was going to be a Hall of Famer?
Right.
7 or 8 years? That's about all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anything other than that is just hype.
With Mike Wilbon from PTI. PTI hitting the road next week down in Miami for the Super Bowl. You can follow along on Twitter and Instagram, at RealMikeWilbon. This Super Bowl, I am very intrigued. I love that there's new blood. It's a turnover. We got Mahomes, who I think is the most exciting player in football, playing there. This Niners team is nasty. They're maulers, kind of a throwback. We'll just bury you with the run. In terms of intriguing storylines, even though we're still a week and a half out, is there one in particular that's grabbing your attention?
No, you named them. I mean, I think they're pretty universal. I mean, Mahomes is a fascinating character. And so you've got a guy in his third year in the league who just seems to be unstoppable. I mean, you know, is it possible that he wasn't passed the baton by Brady? He just took it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's rolling. And that's fascinating. Who can stop him? And I'm one of those people. Look, I grew up in Chicago. We don't know anything about quarterbacks. But we do know about great defense. And so I'm one of those people who always, my entire thinking about football has been colored by that. And growing up with Butkus and Singletary and all the great defense, Richard Dent and Otis Wilson and the 85 Bears and Buddy Ryan, that is my influence, my football influence. And I have believed wholeheartedly that great defense wins championships and can take out great offense. And I don't know that that's going to be the case at all. I mean, you look at what Patrick Mahomes does. And by the way, the weapons get overlooked. I mean, they've got speed. Speed kills everything. And so, I don't know. Normally, I would bet on San Francisco in that defense, but I don't know. And so, that is, to me, that is the storyline that matters and probably the only one. I mean, you've got some colorful characters in this Super Bowl, but that theme, great defense versus great offense, and who wins, that to me is what makes this a compelling Super Bowl.
Again, PTI will be down there in Miami starting Monday. You can follow along on Twitter and Instagram, at Real Mike Wilbon. We look forward to tracking it. Bring the turtlenecks down to South Beach. You got to bring them down.
No. That's why I'm wearing them. I'm dumping them all out this week. No, we go to Pastels in South Beach.
Okay, I like it.
You know, we go to something different down there. I don't even look at the forecast yet. You know, you don't always get 80 down there. You can get some low 70s or even 60s.
It'll be nice.
I got to start packing pretty soon here to get ready for the South Beach trip.
Oh, you'll be fine down there. As a Chicago guy, you're like us. You've been through the grind. You know, even if it is in the mid-60s, that's beautiful this time of year.
Yeah, a week break is a week break, no matter how you get it and where it is.
Absolutely. Enjoy it down there. Thank you for doing this, Mike.
All right, you guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
There he is, Mike Wilbon from PTI. Some breaking news. Who wants to issue the breaking news at the new desk? The news desk.
The O desk.
Larry Walker is in.
Wow. Larry Walker made it into the Hall of Fame.
That's impressive.
83.6%.
Wow, he blew past the 75%.
So he was playing coy today.
Blowing past, but...
Well, it's not like he was 75.1%. I mean,
Schilling was 77.6.
Schilling's in.
Schilling's 77.6.
Wow.
Derek Jeter, 100%.
Jeter got the 100% nod.
So who's getting gift baskets?
Maybe Bonds?
Everyone should be.
Yeah.
Round the horn gift baskets to
everyone
involved.
There will be some
routines
handed out, yes, for sure.
Wow. Okay. All right. So there you go. Larry Walker is in. Some Canadian content into the Hall of Fame. And now the debate can immediately start. Should he go in with an Expos hat or a Rockies hat?
I think he's going to go in an Expo.
I don't know. I would like to see that as a Canadian, but I don't know. I mean, he made his bones in Colorado. Yeah, you win an MVP with a team.
Yeah.
And that's going to go a long way. But Larry Walker in. So
it was
reverse psychology. It was a reverse jinx. He tweeted out earlier today, he didn't think he was going to make it.
He knew what he was doing.
He kind of probably felt like he might get a late push. And I saw a lot of people predicting it, like based on the ballots that were in, that he maybe was just going to fall short, but he got in. So Larry Walker's
in.
Jeter got 100%.
Do you think there's any circling the wagons as far as promoting yourself to voters?
Like calling them up?
I don't know. Would guys do that? Like, where are your thoughts? What are you thinking? How's it going? Been a while.
Like Billy Madison with Steve Buscemi?
Going through the list? No,
it probably isn't the worst idea. Like, hey, listen,
you're not going to make it in because you kissed the guy's ass.
You never know, man. I mean, the votes. These guys, vote. If you're voting against a guy, like if Schilling got in, Schilling is a guy that a lot of people do not like.
He's got some different.
Like his political views alone.
Correct, yes.
Make him stick out.
But that's why it shouldn't. He should not be in the Hall of Fame just because he's a Trump guy.
Absolutely.
You go on what you did in your career, not your views.
You're preaching to the choir. Schilling, to me, is a Hall of Famer. Clemens is a Hall of Famer. Bonds is a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Manny Ramirez is a Hall of Famer. All those guys should be in. Jeter should obviously be in, and he did get in.
Right.
But there you go. Larry Walker in. Jeter in at 100%, you said?
Yeah.
And Schilling's in? Schilling, I did not
see. You didn't see that happening. One coming?
No, I did not see that happening, but hey, there you go. All right, we'll get more into detail on this. Jeff Francis will join his fellow Canadian, played in Colorado, knows Larry Walker.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get you more of an update on what's going on with Cooperstown. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.
We need to make a correction.
We have an Odesk retraction to make. Okay?
I don't even know if it's one retraction. I think there's...
No, it's only one.
No, there's some multiple
retractions. There's multiple involved.
Yeah, we need to get involved here.
I didn't say, anyway, if there's any Curt Schilling fans, he did not get into Cooperstown.
Yeah, but what also, you said that...
Jeter had
100%. Jeter had 100%, and I was looking at the wrong graph.
You were looking at a projection. There was a projection based on ballots that had already been issued earlier today. 53% of the ballots had been issued, and at that point, Jeter had 100% of the vote. Larry Walker was cruising into Cooperstown.
He said 83%.
I did.
He said 80. Like, we got to go back to the tape here, do we not?
Yeah,
anyway.
Let's replay the Odesk.
We
got
to go back to the tape.
Just
and break
so people
it down.
Are aware, you know, so there's one super fan, Curt Schilling super fan,
who's devastated
on the parkway right now,
yes.
Who is fuming because he had a futures bet on Schilling getting into Cooperstown.
Yeah.
And the Odesk jammed him up sideways. This was no more than 8 minutes ago, right here on a reputable news show,
yes,
known as Overdrive.
Schilling was 77.6.
Schilling's in.
Schilling's 77.6.
Wow.
Derek Jeter, 100%.
You are fake news.
You are fake news. Fake news CNN.
I don't ever want to. You're doing that. I'm not, because I'm not reading the wrong. You were like, oh, Schilling's in.
I was shocked. I didn't think he had a shot.
Like, we were having a discussion about his political beliefs and how people still loved him under all that. The guy's not in.
Yep. He did not get in. He fell short.
Yeah.
So.
But who's the dink who didn't vote for Jeter?
There's one guy didn't vote for
one
him.
Hero.
Yeah, Jeter got 99.7% of the vote. One guy didn't vote for him.
I want to know who that guy is.
We'll find out, I think.
Want him to answer why. Just why.
No idea.
That should be the next question trending on Twitter. Who is the one?
We'll find out. It's probably already out there.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, oh,
would
yeah,
this guy stand
there
beside it and be like, yeah, I'm the guy who didn't do it?
Well, I'd like to hear his explanation.
Right.
Yeah, obviously, I'd love to hear that. I don't know what he could possibly
if
say.
If he's a scribe, write an article of how you did not vote for Derek Jeter to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, and he slid it in just under the radar, because, again, the Odesk had information from earlier today.
Yes.
That wasn't a stat from weeks ago. It was from earlier today.
You want to hear it again?
Jim Acosta from CNN.
Yes.
A.K.A. the Odesk. Just a wee bit off.
Schilling was 77.6.
Schilling's in.
Schilling's 77.6.
Wow.
Derek Jeter, 100%.
You are fake news.
So to confirm, Jeter not 100%, but in at 99.7. Schilling missed. Yeah. He's at 70%. He's right there.
I know
there.
We're having fun about that, but I apologize.
It's all good.
No, it's not happening.
Dude, it's Cooperstown. Okay, it's not, you know, it doesn't matter.
Somebody just said that you pulled a Steve Harvey.
I did. I feel awful about it.
That was a Steve Harvey.
Yeah. The wrong winner of the Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's tough.
And I had to come back. I wanted to punch those two right in the side of the head because I'm like, can we just get out of these commercials?
Yeah, that was a long break.
Yeah, that was 8 minutes. That
a
was eight long
break.
Minutes.
The O-Desk was hanging out there like a matzo ball for a while.
Yeah.
So Jeter's in and Larry Walker is in, and we have the luxury of having a former teammate of his on the line, longtime pitcher in Major League Baseball.
I need a break.
You're going to take this one off?
You know me. I get rattled when stuff like that happens.
Right. Well, Jeff Francis is coming on. Like, Jeff,
yeah,
I don't know if he's dying to talk to you, but maybe he was listening to you in the O-Desk thinking, hey, Curt Schilling's in, and
No,
here he is. Longtime MLB pitcher, good Canadian boy, former teammate of Larry Walker. Here's Jeff Francis. How do you feel about that, Jeff? Larry Walker going into Cooperstown.
Yeah, fantastic news. I'm the happiest Canadian, probably more relieved than anything, I think. It was been little pins and needles this year because being the last year on the ballot, but what a great thing for Larry and what a great thing for Canadian baseball.
Obviously, you're dealing with you know, a unique angle when it comes to Walker as a Canadian and as a teammate. So I'm sure you loved him. You probably were supporting this for a long time, but did it always make sense to you? Were you always a believer he would get in and that he should be in Cooperstown?
I was. Having seen him play, I mean, he was traded from the Rockies right before I came up, although I did have the chance to play with him in the minor leagues. He was down on rehab assignment. So, you know, we have been connected just with the Rockies connection for a long time and having played for a lot of people that coached him and a lot of players that played with him. You know, they can't say enough about the kind of player he was. I mean, it spoke for itself on the field, but some of the intangible things, too, that he brought to the field were second to none, at least as far as Canadian baseball players go. So to see him get this is just huge for, I think, for the future of baseball in Canada. I was 10 years old when Fergie got in, so you know, I really didn't understand what that meant. And I think now for guys to see Larry Walker get in, they can, you know, having watched him play on the field, it just shows what we can do here in Canada, and it's a good way to start out the next wave of young talent.
With longtime MLB pitcher, Canadian Jeff Francis, what always came up and kind of went against Larry Walker was the field he played in, Coors Field. That seemed like just, for whatever reason, that was an argument. It's a hitter's park. We all know the stats, and his stats were inflated. You were on the wrong side of that park for a long time. Do you buy into that take that pitchers benefited so greatly that it totally inflated everything because they played in Denver?
It's a good place to hit. There's no doubt about it. I mean, offensive numbers speak for themselves over the life of that ballpark, but I think there's been stats thrown around about Larry's home road splits, especially in his MVP year. I think on the road, he hit better than he did at Coors Field.
Mm-hmm.
I think over the course of his career, that wore out. You know, I think he was just as good on the road, if not better at times. So, it's a good place to hit. There's no doubt it helped him. It helped everybody that played there. But maybe I should have got a Cy Young award or two having pitched there for as long as it did.
Right.
That doesn't happen. So if they're not going to do it to us, why not? Why hold it against them?
Well, it's a good point. Like, I never hear it, like, people saying, well, we should maybe adjust his ERA based on that park. Like, I never hear the pitchers getting any benefit of the doubt because you guys have to pitch in Coors Field.
Yeah, I'm not going to stand here and complain. It's Larry's day, right?
But yeah. I think
we'll
make a push for
not
it,
to hold it against him or even against a guy like Todd Helton in the future. I mean, he was as good a hitter as I ever played with or I ever saw. So another guy I think, having played at Coors Field, will probably end up in the Hall of Fame.
We've been talking about the voting system for, you know, really throughout the afternoon, but it's an evergreen topic. It goes on for years and years and years, and we know it's, you know, the baseball writers, they have all the power. They got the votes. Almost 400 of them vote on these guys. And other leagues or other Hall of Fames, they have different formats. Some of it's the media, some of it's former players, executives, current media members, what have you. How would you respond to that? If Cooperstown called you up and said, we're going to change the way we want to do this, we want a former pitcher to be a voter for us, and we've decided you, Jeff Francis, would be the perfect guy for it, would you want that responsibility?
I wouldn't want it, no, but I think ex-players should be involved in that process. I mean, I know there's a veterans committee, but and all that. There is a way for guys to get in around the riders, but there are definitely people out there with a vote who don't care, and I don't think that's a proper way to be doing that when it puts a guy like Larry Walker in jeopardy of not getting in out of missing out of, you know, less than 10 votes. You know, why have that issue? So, you know, riders know the game. They watch the game a lot. They're very, you know, a lot of them take it really seriously, but there's people out there and there's enough of them that don't take it seriously. And I think that's a problem because we're seeing guys who are surefire Hall of Famers and they end up on the bubble and they barely get in on their 10th year.
Really appreciate the time, especially on such a special day and the big news just popping up about 20 minutes ago. Thank you for doing this, Jeff.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
There's Jeff Francis, longtime MLB pitcher, Canadian. That's interesting. He said, I wouldn't want to personally do it, but yeah. I believe that should be a part of the system.
Well, do you
voting.
Think there's a lot of pressure with that? Like, it doesn't sound like it. Like, there's a guy out there right now sitting on his couch that's like, yeah, I didn't put Jeter on my...
I think there's guys that do it differently, and they have to look through stats and
okay, but what
home and away splits, and it's just not like, oh yeah, that guy's like Jeter okay, was probably one of the guys. But like, I'm not even looking at the guy's
number. No, there's no point.
That's my point. Is there anybody out there that knows baseball is like, yeah, Jeter's not a Hall of Famer.
Well,
one jackass.
Clearly, there is one guy. Unless it comes out, I missed it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't review it.
Maybe he forgot the check mark beside his name.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the only explanation I can think of.
Well, then disqualify him.
Right. I
will
agree with
find
that.
Out the one guy, and I'll announce it when I get the info.
Yes.
Are you saying an O-Desk investigation is going to happen?
You should do it.
You do need to redeem yourself.
I'm going to find... Forget it, because you know I'm not finding that guy out.
Well, you'll be able to find it out.
I'm telling you, I guarantee you, Yankees fans will hunt this guy
down. It's out there already. I'll bet you it is. I'll bet you it's out there somewhere.
By tomorrow, we will know who did not vote Jeter in. And that guy is at least going to have to answer to it. I'm not pissed off about it. I'm
Jeter
just annoyed.
Jeter probably mowed the guy's lawn like 8 times.
That's what I wonder. If old Jeetsy sent a gift basket to the wrong female... And
it has to be a personal vendetta.
Reporter was about to close deals, and every time Jeter walked in, maybe the guy was from New York.
Yeah.
He's like, that Jeter? No way.
Never, ever.
Every time he walked in, I didn't have a sniff.
It's got to be something personal.
Wouldn't you appreciate that, though? I'd be like, you're right. Dude, I wouldn't vote for that guy either.
I never got to meet girls because of you. And you mowed my lawn every game, every night.
That I would have an appreciation for.
Actually, yeah, we could have him on the show.
Right. Like, that guy, I'd support him. If he came on and he's like, listen, guys, of course he should be in. But I was this close to a tap-in one night, and yeah. Jeter rolled in.
Dime. With an old Jeets.
Yeah.
Absolutely sewered me.
Right.
So the hell with him.
I'm not voting yeah. for him. I won't vote for him.
It could be something as simple as that.
It's like the only explanation that makes sense.
This guy mowed my lawn one night,
yeah.
and I will never forget it because that was the love of my life.
Yep.
And
yeah. Me and Mariah Carey were walking out holding hands, and he got out of a limo and said, actually, you're going this way.
And then sent me a gift basket
yes.
the next
yes.
day to rub it in my face.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know exactly what I mean.
Yeah,
I wouldn't vote for that either.
No,
yeah.
That's what happened. It was a guy from New York.
Yeah, that's the only reasonable
that's
explanation.
The only, yeah, that's the only explanation because there's...
Yeah, he mowed somebody's lawn and they just said, screw it, I'm not putting that guy in. Not this year.
It is ridiculous. Either that or the forgotten ballot.
Yeah, that's the only... exact. You can't say it's based on stats or his play. Or,
no.
I could see... some loser being like, well, defensively, he wasn't as good as people thought he was, and he faded late. I don't know. I can't come up with an explanation. Jeter is clearly a Hall of Famer. Clearly. And he's going in. It's not like he didn't get in.
I want to see somebody down there on those outlets
mm-hmm.
online find this guy.
Just tweet out. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. June 24th, 1998.
Yeah. I had a chance
yeah.
with
full this. Tractor.
He had a tractor and a big straw hat on, and he drove it into the bar and had a little a bed in the back, a pickup bed.
Just mowing
and
it
said,
out.
Mariah Carey, let's go.
Mariah Carey. All right. We'll
and this guy was laces out the rest of his life. He was like, piss on this guy.
He was Finkel and Einhorn.
Yes.
And because Jeter is Marino.
Yes.
We'll get to our best bets brought to you by ProLine and former Canadian Olympic skier Brian Stemmel coming up. A really cool event at a place you're familiar with. Yeah. We're going to tell you more about that next. All right, we'll get to our best bets brought to you by ProLine in a moment. Big weekend coming up in February, February 22nd and 23rd. TSN will be up there. Our boy Matt Cause will be up there. I'm sure you'll be up there. It's at Collingwood. Or it's in Collingwood at Blue Mountain.
Yeah, I'll be there.
It's a big part of what you're all about on the weekends. The 24-hour Blue Mountain is it's a really cool event in support of the Special Olympics and Collingwood General and Marine Hospital Foundation. Again, taking place the weekend of the 22nd and 23rd up in February. And our main man, longtime Canadian Olympian, we know him. He's been on the show before. Brian Stemmel will be a big part of it, and he joins us now. It's exciting, Brian. I mean, how do you gear up for an event like this?
Well, I watch some ski racing on TV first, and then I get my courage up, and then I head up to Blue Mountain and see what I have.
Good man. Could you beat the O-Dog in a race?
I'm a snowboarder, though.
Okay.
I snowboard, too, so he's got a little gravity on his side, but I could take a run at him.
All right.
What do you mean by
that? Gravity.
The fastest rock gets to the bottom first. That's what I always say in ski racing. So the biggest guys who can actually ski and have technical skills and talent and whatever, if they're like 6'3", 240, like Dominic Paris of Italy, he can fly faster than, you know, me at 185 right now.
Okay, well, we might have to set that up.
I'm 225, so I shouldn't have an issue.
That sounds like right in the wheelhouse. That sounds perfect.
Okay, well, there we go. We get Matt Cause up there. TSN perfect. Will be well represented up at Blue Mountain. It's a great, great event, and you've been involved in it for quite some time, and how can other people get involved here, Brian?
Well, they can go to 24hourbluemountain.ca and check it out. It's a 24-hour relay where we have a team captain and they have teammates, and you ski as a team for 24 hours, one guy at a time, up and down the mountain. We had a guy do 200 runs by himself last year. He didn't want to have a team. But the teams we have are great, and it's not super competitive. It's just good camaraderie. And O-Dog knows that the people up there are awesome, and they support the community and the hospital, and especially the Special Olympians. The kids come down at the beginning. We have a big torch relay where I come down with the OPP snowmobiles at the side. O-Dog could participate in that.
Yes,
you
just get my number from Keith when you're done, and I'll help out any way I can, buddy.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
We got the jersey on in here and everything. You're representing TSN 1050.
I consider Collingwood my hometown. I only go up there on the weekends when I'm working, but I consider it my hometown.
There you go. All right.
Well, it's a great place. And, as I said, the Special Olympic kids, they're awesome. I didn't know how fast to go the first time for this little torch parade to open it up, but they wanted me to go faster, and I was giving it a good pretty clip. So they can ski, all these kids, and they're just good people to be around.
Well, again, the third annual event hosted up on Ontario's premier ski resort, the 24-hour Blue Mountain event taking place February 22nd and 23rd up at Blue Mountain in Collingwood. Benefit and support of Special Olympics in the Collingwood General and Marine Hospital Foundation. He is Brian Stemmel. He'll be up there. The O-Dog will be up there. Matt Cause, TSN will be up there. So come by and say hi. It's a really, really cool event. And again, the third annual event taking place later in February. We look forward to it. Thank you for all the detail, Brian.
Hey, you're welcome to come, too. And Noodles, hey, I know he loves Apres, so he should get after it as well, get up there.
I'd like to see Noodles on the slopes. Not really an outdoorsman.
Well, that's why Apres is perfect for him. He can just look at the hills with his feet up beside the fire and
a GT snow racer.
Ooh.
An old school snow racer.
All right.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
We'll keep you posted on our end. But the O-Dog will be up there representing the show. We can guarantee you that.
Right on. Appreciate it.
All right, Brian. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Here's Brian Stemmel again. February 22nd and 23rd, up at Blue Mountain, the 24-hour Blue Mountain event in support of Special Olympics and hospital up there, your hometown.
It's going to be great.
Collingwood, Blue Mountain. It's a great spot. Yeah, it's a really cool event.
Try and make our way up there.
Yeah.
You and I.
Well, we'll see. I mean, that's right around the same time as our Superfan Spring Break. And this week is the 10th and final chance to win a spot on TSN 1050's Superfan Spring Break and Ultimate Hockey Vacation, courtesy of BookSeats.com. Join Toronto as they take on Tampa and Florida down in the Sunshine State, including round-trip flights, four nights accommodations, and tickets to both games. To enter, follow us on Instagram at TSN 1050. And at BookSeats.com, at TSN 1050 and at BookSeats.com on Instagram, and go to TSN1050.ca for all the details. BookSeats.com, custom flight, hotel, and ticket packages to events around the world, simplifying the way fans travel. So get at us on Instagram. It's your last chance this week.
Be good.
BookSeats.com, hooking it up.
Get at us and tell us that son of a gun that didn't vote for Jeter.
It's going to come out. It's going to come out sooner than later. We will know by tomorrow's show. And I don't know what we'll do about it. Nothing.
No, there's not much you can. No. Jeter's
we're
still getting in.
Complain about that loser, though.
Yeah, there really is no explanation unless, for him not getting
unless
in.
Unless he has a valid explanation.
Well, we know what happened.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote in that if it's a petty situation, he could maybe he's a scribe from Florida that doesn't like the way that Jeter's running that business.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. I mean, that shouldn't be included, but it is human nature to be like,
this guy's running like, this organization into the ground.
He is not liked in Miami.
Right.
Like, it's they've completely stripped that down. Like, Stanton,
yeah.
I mean, you look at Yelich, they trade him.
Wins the MVP.
And he goes and wins the MVP, and he's a legitimate top five player in the game.
And not old.
No, he's in his 20s.
Yeah.
Like, they had Yelich and Stanton. They were a legitimate 500 team. You add to that in your role, right. And instead they just said, we're cutting everything, we're cutting payroll, and Jeter's at the forefront of all that. So that could make some sense.
Potentially. But
it shouldn't.
It shouldn't. It's petty.
It would petty. Be petty. But that is an explanation that I guess I could envision happening.
I don't like it.
Time now for our best bets brought to you by ProLine. Looking at the NHL board tonight, I'm on the Rangers, although Panarin, I just got announced, he's not playing. But the Islanders have been struggling a little bit.
Yeah, they have been a little bit. Yeah.
Winnipeg's paying $250. I know they've had their own issues, and they're in Carolina. $250, though, I have to jump on that. Same thing with Philly at home. Philly plays well at home. They're playing Pittsburgh, but they always play well at home. They're paying $210. You throw down $20, it scores $200. This ticket scores $200. You can find my picks on Twitter, at TSN 1050 Radio, and get way into the game with ProLine. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. ProLine, get way into the game. Raptors, Philly tomorrow night. We'll tee that up tomorrow. We're getting closer to the Super Bowl, closer to the NHL All-Star game. A lot going on.
Maybe yeah. Schilling got in. Maybe he didn't.
We're still waiting on confirmation. We yeah, don't know who got in, who didn't get in. We'll find out by tomorrow.
Rumors out there.
We believe Jeter's in. We believe Larry Walker's in. Maybe Curt Schilling. Maybe.
Jeter with a giant straw hat on a John Deere tractor with a pickup on the back. That's what happened.
That should be his plaque. A John yeah. Deere hat and a gift basket. That should be his plaque in Cooperstown.
Might
we're out
be.
Of here. Might be. You never know. We're back tomorrow at
4 p.m.
Join us.
Scarborough Nissan is one of the largest volume Nissan dealers in the GTA. Happy New Year from everyone at Scarborough Nissan. Safety first. Please remember, don't drink and drive. The Winter Warrior sales event is on now. Take advantage of lease and finance rates as low as 0% APR on select models OAC or up to $6,000 standard rate finance cash on select models. Scarborough Nissan, driving satisfaction. Visit them on Eglinton Avenue East at Warden Avenue. Visit ScarboroughNissan.com. You've been listening to the Overdrive Podcast Hour 3, powered by Scarborough Nissan, driving satisfaction. It's Nissan's Winter Warrior event. Lease or finance from 0% or get up to $6,000 in standard rate finance cash on select models. Scarborough Nissan, Eglinton Avenue East at Warden.